I really have to fight the temptation in this video to just make fun of a referee, or to just make fun of the PGMOL, or just to make fun of everyone else who's got conspiracy theories about David Coote. Even the name David Coote is a slightly unusual name, and I'm not making fun of a family name. David's a perfectly conventional name. I'm just saying, don't be a neek if you're going to be in these videos. Like, just for a minute, can we just have a normal conversation about football? Yes, you don't like Jurgen Klopp. I'm sure there are plenty of people who don't like Jurgen Klopp. I'm sure there are plenty of referees who don't like Jurgen Klopp. I mean, like, plenty, right? But I think we need to... there's so much I can break down in this, but I'm going to start with the clip itself, all right? David Coote is obviously in the clip, partially egged on by a friend, and so I think this is where the line becomes a little bit more blurred, but also... we know referees have opinions. We know that part of their job is to push those opinions down, stomach them, quiet them, turn the light off. Like, whatever it is that means that they can be as impartial as possible in a game and not affected by the environment, the different inputs, all those kind of things. But at the same time, like, you're a human, and I totally understand that. And being a human means you will have opinions, and you will have mistakes, and you will have bad moments, and... the idea is that you just always, your North Star is just to always try your best, right? I don't know how to defend David Coote in this situation. And I'm not sure I want to, really. I think the friend eggs him on. And I think the Klopp thing we can all take, right? The Klopp thing, I go, yep. I think adding the word German before it doesn't particularly help your case, because it makes you look a little, you know what I mean? It just adds to the neek. It adds to the whole, I dislike him more because he's a German. You're going to hate the England national team in the next couple of years, buddy. Anyway, on the other side of that, the thing that I think a lot of people are overlooking, and the bit that they sort of end the video with, the kicker, the real bang, the pop in the face, the thing that Liverpool fans knew... we hate Scousers. We know, mate. Look at you. All right? We don't like you either. We look at you and we go, well, I mean, I can't, but I'm saying as a collective, we go, yeah, we're not that though, are we? And I think a lot of Scousers are glad not to be like that. I think a lot of Scousers are glad not to be on someone's couch on a Friday night in what is blatantly not a party and just seems like a gathering of two. They probably just had a Domino's and a couple of beers, and they were just sitting back making a few TikToks. And when his mate went, should we do the bit about Klopp? He went, let's not do the Klopp thing. And he went, but you do the funny thing about him being German and a car. And he went, oh, that's not. And he went, we'll turn the camera on and we'll try it. Scousers aren't paranoid. Arsenal fans aren't paranoid. Decisions have gone against them. But when you look into the specifics of it, the Odegaard handball say... who was the VAR on that day? You're going to kick yourself. David, it was you, David. Then there were a couple of other decisions that went against Liverpool. The Virgil van Dijk one with... that didn't really go for or against. This was just a terrible moment. Did we at the time think that VAR or anyone dealt with it particularly well? No. Could they have... had a more process-driven idea of how to deal with a situation like that? Yeah. Are referees meant to be process-driven personalities who maybe aren't as susceptible to some of the biases that we have in our daily lives based around football? Yeah. And is it just absolute rubbish that we just keep eating from people like the PGMOL who just go, well, they're just a bunch of non-league lads. Like, these guys just enjoy a beer on a Friday night and then they'll be at the game on the Saturday, at the game on a Sunday, and they're off to Saudi Lake. Just a bunch of bloody lads. That was acceptable back in the day. I think what most people aren't acknowledging, or what is only just being acknowledged, is this is bringing the game into disrepute. We can all have our conspiracy theories. We can all have our moment where we go, whoa, I feel like that ref has like made the wrong decision there, and he's done that based on a bias that is implicit to his personality. Like, that is part of him. And that's fine. Like, we can call the referee or whatever from the stands. That's part of the game, right? But when it's then confirmed, when you finish a video that says, we hate Scousers, it's, I know David didn't say that. I know it was his mate who said that. And, you know, God help his mate if he's going to be a referee one day. I hope he's all right. I don't think he's a personality. And then the next clip is not David going, yeah, of course, I don't mean any of that. It's him going, that can't go anywhere. It can't end up on the internet because I'm a referee. And his mate goes, yeah, he's a professional and we can't stitch him up. I imagine that friend doesn't feel great today. I honestly could care less. Because as a member of the fan base, and as someone who cares about Liverpool, and someone who cares about people from Liverpool, I really dislike when people go, we hate Scousers. Like, I really hate to hear it. Because I just think, where is your sympathy or empathy for your fellow man in your country? Why does this feel like it's based in an implicit hatred that means that I know who you vote for and that what kind of job you think Margaret Thatcher did? By the way, if that turns you off this video, good. I don't want people who are like Margaret Thatcher watching my videos. Inherently, I think that was clear from the start. But the point is, it comes with a hatred of the old English thing of, oh, we don't like the Irish. Oh, the old English thing of, oh, we don't like this set of people. We don't like that set of people. Guess what is a big melting pot of all those people? Liverpool. And so when I see someone like David speaking in the way that he speaks, yes, it's going to flare up my conspiracy radar. And I think some of the questionable decisions are questionable decisions. We've always known that. We've always thought that. But the problem is now, this brings all of that into like a sharp focus for us whilst greying so many other areas for them. Yes, same as a journalist. I know that journalists hold different opinions to some of the things that they will sometimes report. Not in opinion columns, sure, but generally it's up to the journalist to try to remove the bias if they're delivering news from those reports. Do they very often manage to do that? I'd say less and less so in modern media, and maybe that means we're accepting that most people are just humans, right? But the real skewer here, the real issue, I think, is that he doesn't seem that it doesn't seem to be that there is any filter between one side and the other. And I get that. It's a hell of a drug. I'm not saying he's on. That was just a side thing. And I'm just adding that in. No one's saying that David. Can I just be clear here? David, as a professional referee, would never, ever appear in any video under the influence of another substance. Does that? Yeah? Do you understand? Hell of a truck. Anyway. David, I want to take this opportunity to call a truce. I would like to make friends. Mainly because I want to know who your dealer is, but also because I think as a fan base and as a referee, we could get on. We have some dirt on you. If you're willing to make some decisions our way, I'm willing to overlook this. Maybe you could try and level things out. Maybe you could just try and give us a couple of pens here and there. I'm just saying. You are now in lieu of a couple of big decisions for us. Decisions that potentially say we beat Arsenal after that Odegaard handball, a blatant handball, and a decision which I think was criminal that you didn't give to us. Just look the other way on a couple of the fouls. You know what I mean? When Endo puts a boot through on Gundogan in a couple of weeks' time, just, I don't know what you mean. We've lost the files. Do you know what I mean? Oh, David. It's frustrating because historically, everyone goes, oh, you're paranoid. You are, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're insane. You know, you're not level-headed. They gaslight you a little bit because here's the real thing about it. What has annoyed me a little bit is the people who use this as a, like, so there was some moron yesterday, I read it, I can't remember which moron it was, but he said, oh, if you lose your job because you hate Jurgen Klopp, then loads of people should lose their job. And I was like, yeah, I mean, if you work in a call centre and you don't like Jurgen Klopp, I'm not sure that impacts the Premier League as much as being a ref. Do you know what I mean, mate? But then again, maybe you don't know what I mean, because maybe you're just someone who just likes riling up Liverpool fans. But that's the other side of it. They love teasing, riling up Liverpool fans, right? They do it with Arsenal, and every fan base gets it. It's part of rivalry. But that's what sort of annoys me, is similar, and this is the thing. When Jurgen Klopp was in England, he was constantly saying, we play too many games. They're back-to-backs, the 12-30s, the Champions League into this, the Europa League into this, all these kind of things. Then, when he leaves, and some players and other managers say it, after he's been vilified and told he's been bitching and moaning and all these things for years, suddenly it's, oh, maybe Pep's got a point. Or maybe Eddie Howe, good old English Eddie's got a point. Why can't we just acknowledge in the UK that there is an implicit bias against foreigners, some foreigners from very specific countries, unless they're serving purposes that we really want, Scousers, unless they're serving a very specific purpose for our country that we really want, and, you know, people who in general annoy the establishment. Because we're pretty good at just going, oh, sorry about that. Yeah, no. The master told us to do this. We should go over here. I'm not saying that this is some sort of evil, baby-killing society. I am saying, though, I don't think David should referee another Liverpool game. And I think that's fair. Because if you are... Unless David comes out now and says... And even if he did, I'm not sure I believe it, but maybe... Maybe if David, and here's a suggestion, maybe if David lives in Liverpool for the rest of his life, comes not to hate Scousers, then I think we can do this. If David can go on a Scouser reform program, then yes, David, you can come and referee the games again. But if David isn't willing to make a public apology to all Scousers, Jurgen Klopp and everyone beyond that, and even then I'm not sure he should referee our games... I think we should look at this. And I think the bigger thing is he's brought all referees into disrepute because now we do not know where any of these guys stand. We don't know if any of them are mates with David and they all called him Jurgen Kahn in the first place. Because that just sort of came out. I can't tell if he was drunk or if it was... I'm at pains to add, I don't think David was on any substances. I don't think David was under the influence of anything. I just really want to stress that. I think David was fully in control of all his faculties. And that would make it worse if he was. It's almost better if he's taken cocaine. It's almost better if he's feeling a bit punchy. Do you know what I mean? If he's got a bit of a, like, you know, come on, lads, it's Friday night. Then I could almost forgive that easier than if they came out and went, no, that's David's real personality. That would be worse. It's better for David if he's drunk and has a little bit of something, you know? I've seen people like that. Some of them are very annoying people. And finally, I'd like to defend Jurgen Klopp. But I don't need to, because he's a frickin' legend. And... it doesn't really matter what you think of him because we love him. So if you don't like Jurgen, the main thing that I take away from that is it makes me like him more. It does. The more you dislike him, the more we love him. The more that you go, oh, he shouldn't be running on the pitch. Oh, he shouldn't be celebrating. Oh, we don't like the way he does the fist thing at the end of the game. We like it more. It's like a multiplier when you do that. Every time you go, we didn't like the way he got his teeth done, or his hair, or the cap, or the way he wears his jackets, or the way he smiles, or the boom thing, or the we hated when he won the title, because we had that before and you don't have it anymore. Oh. Why do you think we're insufferable? Because we have to put up with you all year, going, oh, you're rubbish, oh, you're scousers, oh, go and sign on, oh, why don't you go and get a job? Give it a rest, mate. You come from Fulham. We know who you vote for. Give it a rest, mate. You come from the Midlands. I grew up in the Midlands. There's nothing going on. I'm joking. But the point is more like, just give it a rest for 5 minutes. I grew up in the East Midlands, a lovely part of the world. Can't say the same for the West Midlands. Honestly, it is debauchery over there. I think Leicester is an unusual ground. Anyway, it's been a lovely chat, guys. The main conclusion we've come to is I'm always sad to see someone lose their job or not be able to make a living from a thing that they... Was David good at his job? Yeah. I'm always sad to see someone lose their job, even if I didn't like the job they did. Put it that way. That was what I meant to say. I'm not sure David, like inherently, I'm not sure, because some of the decisions he made did feel biased. This sort of made it feel worse, didn't it, David? I've been Lawrence McKenna, and I thought I had to say that because I was worried you would think this was an AI deepfake. And that somehow, if we were, by the way, guys, just as a top line, if your first response is that could be an AI deepfake of David Coote, if you think that they're testing AI deepfakes on David Coote and a faceless avatar of a man who sits next to him and goes, we ate scousers, it worries me for the next election. Anyway. Oh, we don't like when he's all charismatic. We like when they do the boring post-match press conferences. Yeah. Klopp understood the performativity that someone like David Coote... And here's the thing, right? I'll finish on this. There are different personality types in the game of football. Some of those personality types are more suited to being referees. Some of those personality types are more suited to being managers. Some of those personality types are more suited to being a player or a coach or a physio or any of those kind of things. But there are also different ends of the personality spectrum. And Klopp is over here in charismatic leader of people who will run through walls for the guy. And David Coote is probably at the other end of referee. So I'm just saying, like, not all referees seem like bad people. There are loads of good refs. And there are, I could name them now. Give me a minute. Uriah Rennie, maybe? Uriah Rennie had his day, and I thought he was very good at times. I met Pierluigi Collina. Here's a good story. I went to Ukraine to meet Pierluigi Collina. I met him in a large hotel. It was very nice. Pierre walked in. Is his name Pierre or is his name Pierluigi? Anyway, was that guy bald. And very striking, very deep, meaningful eyes. He's exactly the kind of character you want refereeing your games and exactly the kind of person I think a lot of referees wanted to be at the time. He was the bar. He was the guy that everyone else went, I want to ref like that guy. Because when he made a decision, the players went, yeah, seems fair, mate. And when he made a decision that went against him, he was so sure. He was so, this is why I'm doing this, that it worked. It was amazing. So, be like Pierre. It's all right, mate. Pierre. Yeah, he was in Pro Evolution Soccer on the cover. That was one of my first ever games. Well, first ever games of Pro Evolution. I didn't play Pro Evo 2. I think it was called International Superstar Soccer before that. Anyway, guys, I went to meet Pierluigi Collina. the personality of Pierluigi Collina was not that of someone who seems like a pedantic, you know,
oh, but if we draw the lines like this, then it won't go the right way.
Like, those are lovely people, I'm sure. But you get my point. I almost want an alpha male refereeing my games, because at least then everyone else goes, right, yeah, okay, great. Yeah, well, you made the right decision. I don't want someone who's going to hold, like, I'm the wouldn't be a good ref, all right? I'd be a bad ref, because I'd be good, but what I'm saying is, on a bad day, I'd be a bit petty. And I'd go, oh, you're going to boo me, are you? Yeah, watch this. Red card. Why? Don't need to say, get off. And my point is, there are some personalities that are a bit like that.
Just saying.
Anyway, hope you like it in the comments below. I really enjoyed tweeting about this last night because it also gave me a series of quite realistic and emboldening tweets from people who said, you've been triggered by this. I just tweeted a picture of myself and said, I stand with David. And I think you should too. I will chat to you guys in a little while. Much love. Bye.